Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of AI-powered coding with R-Code. It's like giving VS Code a shot of espresso, turning it into a coding powerhouse that can go toe-to-toe with Cursor.
R-Code, huh? Sounds intriguing. So it's an extension, right? How does this magic happen?
Exactly. It's a VS Code extension, completely open source, and the best part, you bring your own API keys. Total control, baby. Plus, it's super community-driven. Welcomes those pull requests with open arms.
Open source and community-focused? Color me impressed. So how do we get this show on the road? Installation-wise, I mean.
Easy peasy. Just grab it from the VS Code Extensions Marketplace. Once installed, you get this cool little rocket icon. Then you hook it up with your API key. OpenRouter is a fantastic option. It's like a universal adapter for AI models. Claude, OpenAI, DeepSeek, Gemini, you name it.
Whoa, a one-stop shop for AI models, that's handy. But why OpenRouter specifically with R-Code? Is there a connection?
Good question. Apparently, R-Code is a fork of another project where folks weren't thrilled with the PR situation. So they branched off, creating R-Code with a more, shall we say, inclusive approach to community contributions.
Ah, a bit of open source drama. So once we're all set up, what can this thing do?
Oh, the possibilities. It has these awesome prompt modes. Code mode is your general coding buddy. Architect mode is for high-level design. Think system architecture. And ask mode, your research assistant, code explorer extraordinaire. But the real kicker? You can create your own modes.
Custom modes, that's next-level customization. Any limitations we should be aware of?
Well, inline prompting isn't its strongest suit, being a VS Code extension. But honestly, with the level of control you get, it's a minor trade-off. Plus, the browser automation is mind-blowing. It opens a browser, checks for UI issues, debugs. It's like having a coding partner.
Wait, it automates browser testing. That's insane. But what about cost? All these API calls must add up.
True, Claude can be a bit pricey. But remember OpenRouter? You can switch to Gemini. Way cheaper. R-Code even shows you the cost per task, so no surprises.
Cost transparency? I like that. Any other cool features we should know about?
Tons. Customizable prompts, MCP server support, even an AI-powered mode creator. Just tell it what you want, and boom, new mode ready to go. Honestly, R-Code is a treasure trove of features for developers who love tinkering and customizing.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. Sounds like R-Code is definitely worth checking out. Thanks for the deep dive.
Absolutely. And thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.